This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center on the other side of the glass doing a fabulous job as always. He gets to take a couple days off, so I'll see him a week from today. But yeah, he's doing a super job. So thank you, Rob Center. In the studio with us now, Jeff Wojciechowski is here. He's Sunbury's code enforcement officer. We've been checking in with him a couple times lately to see about the initiatives and the activities and the business inspections. How's your business inspection program?
The commercial inspection, they're going great. We found some minor deficiencies. The owners are coming into compliance quickly. A lot of them are going great. I mean, a lot are really compliant. We're finding some little shady things, but I said they're all coming into compliance quickly.
Oh, okay. So that's considered a success. Well, you got a dozen things that you are doing in the months ahead. So you brought some topics with you that you're actually dealing with on a day-to-day basis. So let's dig into that. One of which is sort of a sidewalk inspection, I'll call it, but you're not just checking sidewalks, but you're not going in houses. You're looking in houses as we get ready for kickoff.
Well, early this week or early next week, we're going to be walking around the major ins and outs, the major tributaries, Chestnut Market, Fourth. We're going to be making sure that the grass, that people's properties are prepared for the Sunbury kickoff. I said, I want people that come to the town, that visit the town, people that live here, I want them to love it just like I do. And I want them to see a nice town, and they leave and talk about us that we're a leader in this area.
All right, so that's next week, and the Sunbury Sandwich Stroll and the Sunbury Kickoff are on the same day on the 3rd.
Yes.
So you want folks to spruce up, clean up, maybe put a little paint on. You couldn't do too much before then, but get the lawns cut, get the bushes reshaped, and that kind of stuff.
Well, next week we're going to stop at the houses that are bad. If they're bad with grass, we're going to stop and talk to them and say, listen, the 3rd is our Sunbury Kickoff. Please clean up your properties and have it looking nice. The next week, when we do our city walk around, we're going to be checking for deficiencies. I said, people don't always look up. I look up. They don't see what we see. They don't see the busted windows. And I said, I'm a firm believer in the broken window theory. I said, I don't want people to see busted windows, broke down cars. The things that invite the negatives to the town, I want to take care of those things at the first step. So this walk around, it's going to be our 3rd one. We've had a lot of major accomplishments with roofs, with sidewalks, with sidings. The siding's not mandatory, but covering the house is mandatory. But we want to make sure that people's houses, properties, their children, they're protected and they're safe in the houses that they live in.
And I think you landlords sometimes lose track of what's going on. You go past a property and attic windows are wide open, or because they open them to vent or something, or spouting's falling down. You got a lot of absentee landlords, unfortunately, but you're there to just do the walkthroughs to give people good information.
Yes. I said, I'll tell you, during our walkthrough, there's some big things that we're going to cover. I said, with the windows, with the roof, with the sidewalks, but we're also gonna. Now, I'm gonna go back to what you said about the absentee landlords. We have a lot of landlords in town that I call them one day a month. They're there to collect that paycheck, and those are the guys that we really have to stand behind, stay behind, and coach them into making sure that their tenants, the properties, that they're doing the right thing, that the properties are safe.
Well, you have quite a few rental properties, you know who they are, and mm-hmm. So you're doing your inspections. Sort of in the permitting phase, but then you got to think sometimes things can slip.
Well, there are a lot of things that are done, and I used the word shady earlier today. I won't use that again. But there's things that people do the bare minimum to get by, and I said, me, I'm a transplant from Shamokin, but I love this town. My wife, my children, we love this town. I want everybody to love it. We are finding some things that are wrong. We're using our photo IDs. We're tracking. We're making sure that that people are in houses. I said we've had deaths in this town because not because we didn't know that they were there, but we find afterward that there was people in houses that aren't supposed to be. We want to make sure that we know, and for intelligence, for our police, for our firemen, if there is an emergency, that we know who should be there, who they're looking for to help everybody get out of an emergency safely.
Right, and the neighbor, the landlord may not know or may not care that there's a dozen young people living in one house, or this whole region is at an issue with illegal immigrants, so I'm sure that's popped up in your field, and it's just, you know, it's the rental business is sometimes, I'll say it, shady.
Well, I said I wasn't going to use the word, so thank you, but it is. I said we've found some people who are in homes who are here illegally. Recently, we had a stabbing in Sunbury, and well, hasn't been convicted, but the fellow that was here in the country illegally, and we had no idea where he was. We found him, and now more things just keep popping up. And I said the people that live in this town, they come first. We care about them. We want them to know that we're doing everything we can to keep them safe.
All right, so you want folks to keep their grass cut below 10 inches. I guess you're not having fun with No Mow May, somebody call it. I guess they didn't cut their grass.
I didn't hear No Mow May, but I did have somebody call me and say that their property in the middle of town was a animal sanctuary. We had to shut that down quickly. They bought something on the internet. They fell into a scam on the internet. They bought a sign for their yard. They paid a few hundred dollars, and unfortunately, it's not a animal sanctuary in the middle of Sunbury. We don't have those. They thought that they could have 3 foot of grass, we had to put the nix to that quickly.
All right. Well, the neighborhood cats would like that. Okay. So you want folks to clean up. The kickoff is on June 3rd. So that's going to have a lot of activities, professional wrestling and tons of music and food. And that should be a blast. We'll be down there for that. And then June 5th, you start a walk around. Tell me about these inspections that you do where you will go in houses in some circumstances.
Well, this walk around, I said, I'll go back to it. This is our third walk around of the town. And we've been successful. We've helped people protect their homes, save their homes. This one here is a little bit different because we're gonna actually talk to the people that come to me. I talk to everybody. I've got a gift for gab too, but when they come to me, I want to tell.
What are you looking at?
I want to tell the renters of this town about the importance of rental insurance. We've had 3 fires, 7 families, 7 houses. And none of them had renter's insurance. And to me, it's $8, $9, $10 a month to save everything you've got. You know, I know sometimes it's hard to come up with $8, $9, $10, but we're actually going to work with I would like to work with the property owners to build into their leases that $10 a month that they pay for renter's insurance, that the owners, they'll get taken care of in a fire, and so will the renters. I want everybody to be protected because it's hard when there's a fire and devastation, you lose everything. And for $8, you could have saved it. So I want to stress the importance of rental insurance, smoke alarms, CO2 alarms. If I'm walking, my guys are walking, and they say, hey, would you come in and take a look at my house? We're going to do it. We're going to check. Because we do go do these inspections. We find no CO2 alarms. We talked about this last time where Mike Rhodes did an inspection, amazing, and saved 5 people. I mean, everybody got out of the house because the CO2 alarm went off. That's what we want to make sure. No more losses. We don't want any more losses.
Or somebody says, hey, I bought this nice smoke detector in 1977. Still seems to work.
That happens.
So, you know, I guess, 10 years, right, is what they say.
You know, I don't know. I'm going to say they're all different. There's some new ones that talk to you, tell you where to put them. I mean, they actually speak. I like the newest ones. They are very neat. But there are people that say, hey, my smoke alarm, yeah, I've painted over it, but it still works. There'll be no battery. They'll be painted over. And they'll be painted over a couple times, but that's what we find.
They haven't tested the battery in months or ever, really.
Right.
Okay, so that's that. So those are your inspections, but you'll see the things that are in plain sight in June as well. Well, one of the biggest things we talked about initially is that you had an e-cycling event, so that's in the past. Now you're going to do tires and TVs in particular.
This has never been done, to my knowledge, never been done in the city of Sunbury, but I have people call every week, sometimes daily, hey, what do I do with this TV? Now, you can take it up to the landfill up in Lycoming at the landfill, but here in the city, what we're going to do is we're going to collect tires and TVs. Tires, we're going to charge $5. Televisions, I'm going to have a scale there, and we're going to weigh the TVs, and they're going to go for $1 a pound. So whatever TVs they bring, we're going to weigh them, put them in boxes, and they're going to be. We have a partner from Bloomsburg who's going to take the TVs from us, and then the tires we're going to take down to down towards Harrisburg to get rid of. But this is going to be a convenient thing for the people that don't have the cars, can't get far. I said they've been begging for it, they've been calling, so here it is. Right. And with the TVs and tires, I need to know to call my office by the 3rd of June. If you have TVs and tires you want recycled, I need to know how many and approximately size. If you call my office at 570-286-4207, let me know the numbers of what you have. That way we can figure out what size trucks and trailers we'll need to get rid of everything.
All right. You're trying to crack down on peddlers and solicitors. Just real quick, what's happening there?
In our ordinances, we have a peddler and solicitor ordinance that people can't just show up at your house. Now, I've had calls at 9 o'clock at night, people trying to get in people's houses to see their electric bill, to see their and it happens. There'll be vans from all over, just drop people off to sell windows. I don't know what the other things that they're doing. I'm not sure. This way, we want to know who they are. And I want to tell the people of Sunbury, we're going to show them and have them an ID card that if they go to your house, I've vetted them. I've done a background check on them. I can tell you that there should be safe. Can't promise you, but I tell you they should be safe, and we have vetted them.
Okay, so they'll have an ID from the city of Sunbury that says they've gone through the code office for...
Yes, sir.
This is anybody who's soliciting door-to-door in Sunbury.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Status of the McDonald's project on 4th Street?
Not sure. We're getting close. I think this is as close we've ever been. The 4th Street Plaza, I'm hoping, we're all hoping, that we can work together, work with our neighbors, and get a McDonald's in Sunbury. I hope so. We're close.
It's the $1 large soda. That's all I want. I don't care about the cheeseburgers. All right. And Haven Ministries, they have an expansion plan, and they'll be coming to you for approval.
Right. Well, they're actually working on their addition now. They're in the works. So we have about six different things that we're working on these projects, and we're proud that the city is building. We're changing. I want to change everybody's perspective of the city. The names I've heard as a child, I want those gone.
Right.
And I said, this building, the building that we're doing, I think we're doing it.
All right, fantastic. And one of our good listeners sends us a text and says, what about the Peters property on Arch Street, please?
Great question. It was just sold a few weeks ago. The owner, I won't say his name, but I talked to his contractor yesterday in my office, and within the next 2 months, that building should be to the ground. The holdup is the asbestos.
Well, we're going to hold you to that.
Okay.
2 months, I want a flat spot there.
I'm hoping so, Mark. I hope it's
with
gone.
New
I can't,
Fords on
I can't
it.
Wait till it's gone. Well, I don't know what he's going to use it for. New Fords. I'm not sure, but I'm hoping that's going to be to the ground in 2 months.
Jeff, how do we get a hold of you if you have more questions?
Call my office, 286-4207. You can see me on Facebook. My wife, my kids, find me. I mean, if you need me, find me. Stop in my office. If I'm not there, I can be there in 5 minutes. I want to be open to the public. I want the public to see that we are building this town back.
All right, you and I are going to check in 1 month, and we're going to update everybody on all these topics.
Yes, sir.
So do come back. Jeff Wojciechowski, Code Officer, City of Sunbury, 570-286-4207.